Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Another episode. You get to enjoy us again.
Coffee and Cash Flow with Steven.
And Anthony.
Anthony, you know we're national now?
Yes.
So
yes.
The world has got to deal with us now.
Yeah, they you know what? They're going to hear us in about, what, 5 different markets now?
Yeah, at least 5 markets. So all those folks out there across the country, L.A., you know, the Pacific Northwest and the deep, dirty South, and, you know, the middle of the eastern part of the country, you guys will be hearing Coffee and Cash Flow everywhere. And so if you didn't know, this is the number one financial edutainment.
Edutainment. That's
that
right.
That is a word. We're going to coin that phrase if somebody hasn't already done it. Edutainment show in America. We talk all things retirement, but really all things money and how it affects your life.
Yes, it is. You know, we're a show of a difference. You know, that's the key is it's that everything around you, you know what? Money rules everything around me. That's your song?
That's right. Cash.
It is.
Cash.
You go. And it really is because, you know, everything that goes on in the government, everything that goes on in the world affects your money.
And it affects it in a way, Anthony, if you're not careful and if you're asleep at the wheel, you're going to go off a cliff, right?
Yep.
And so our job as media folks and quasi, you know, celebrity experts in the subject matters, you know, we're here to try to educate the public and make sure the public is aware of all of the things going on. So, folks, if this is your first time listening and you've had a chance to now listen to Coffee and Cash Flow, we've been at this for a number of years now, and now we've been blessed with the opportunity to take it all across the country, and we're very excited about that. You know, it looks like America's on the move, but so is Coffee and Cash Flow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So one of the things we talk about typically, folks, is that we have what we call the morning cup. And my cup, run it over. Now, some people are going to be saying, it's not morning right now. Well, because we do this where we are, it's the morning, right? So, Anthony, as we continue to look at things, you know, you and I, folks who listen to the show know I'm Steven. And one of the things that I look at is I say, man, what is going on? What do we talk about in the morning cup, right? And so we always have a segment idea for it. And today, we call this segment America, Raked Over a Barrel.
Raked over a barrel.
Anthony, or barreling for bucks is whatever you want to call it, right? Because gas prices, Anthony, are now at an all-time high.
Really?
The average national price for regular gas, it was $4.25. I think it's jumped to $4.32.
Well, you know, it's funny because our previous president said that it was going to be there.
He said people didn't listen. $7. He did say that.
He did say it, but people didn't listen. It's happening. You're seeing it. You're trying to make that man into a prophet.
Right. Well, President Trump did say that, and he predicted it, and somebody sent me, you know, folks are very, they like to sponsor the show, they like to support the show, and they send me things that I get to pick up here and there. And I saw this price, Anthony. Will you look at this price? I think this was self-serve in California.
Oh, yeah, it's over $7.
And full-serve.
Yes.
You see that?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
$6.34 for regular gas.
Sorry, California audience.
Right. If you're pumping in, so the folks out there in L.A., you're pumping gas, if you're doing it yourself, no, for full service, I guess that's where the tip is thrown in, right, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
$7.39 for regular gas. And those folks who have premium only, like myself, if I was in California, I'd be paying $7.69 per gallon.
Yeah.
One of my friends of mine, he said on the book page, he says, I don't care what it is, it's still $20 on pump 3.
Well, I've got a surprise to tell you. I just listened to a press response from an article that talked about Russia's talking about they don't care if they're going to take the barrel up to $300 a barrel. Do you know what that means? That means gas could be $10
Yeah,
a
or
gallon.
Worse. Or worse. If you think worse. It, if you think it right now, I think with the last time I checked,
$120. I think
$120.
Yeah.
So if you double that, we're already that's $15, Anthony, in California. So you could be paying $25 a gallon.
So that guy who's in the $20, no matter what.
He's going nowhere.
He's going nowhere. Look, I for the first time in a long time, I use Sam's Club because not, this is not a promo for Sam's Club, but I use their gas because it's usually cheaper, right?
Right, right.
And I did it in South Carolina because South Carolina is usually cheaper, right?
All the folks in South Carolina, we appreciate you over there, yeah. WRHI and all those folks down there. So good listening.
It's still $60 to fill up my little car.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, and unfortunately, there are all kinds of factors, right, that are supposedly affecting this. And I've heard folks on the left say this. I've heard people on the right say this. And I've seen people defending this is
no, that's the worst.
This is where I'm. Well, that has nothing to do with the president, they say. But I don't. And maybe I'm not as astute in this area, Anthony. But how does the president, in your opinion or in your understanding, how does the president of the United States affect gas prices?
Okay, first and foremost, let's go back.
Right.
Let's go back about 3 or 4 years.
Okay? Right, right. Let's
Before this president came back, into power. Back, let's back. Go back. Let's go back just 1 year and a half.
Right.
Just before this president came into power, we were paying $1.60.
That's right.
Okay? So if you are one of those people who still believe the president had no influence on this gas, it must be something, because if we were paying $1.60, okay, and this was just about a year and a half ago, and now we're paying $4 and change for the same gas, and you're telling me you have no, so there's no way. So let's just really analyze things. The first thing, and we talked about the State of the Union last week,
right.
So we're not going to get back into that. But I'm going to tell you this. The first thing this president did was sign executive orders, which is where the president has the authority to stop all land leases, to stop all further development of oil. We were one of the major oil producers, gas producers, just a year before he came in.
OPEC was saying that America was the number one producer.
Number one producer.
So I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Well, President Joe Biden happened.
So we're talking about Biden over barrels.
So
what we
I don't care who, you know, people are talking about, oh, it's not his fault, it's the oil. No. You people are in dreamland.
Wow.
Because you really think about it, and then they're blaming Ukraine. Oh, well, it's Ukraine and Russia. This was happening before we went into Ukraine and Russia, and it had nothing to do with the pandemic.
It's just amazing, Anthony, when you look at it, because we talk about, aside from inflation and supposedly
that's even worse.
And COVID restrictions. I read this article. It's literally telling me that it says that breaking the July 2008 record, which was $4.11 a gallon, which would be around $5.
And by the way, did you say 2008?
Yeah.
Guess who was in power in 2008? Who was the vice president?
Biden was vice president.
Uh-huh.
So when there's smoke, there's proverbial fire.
There's fire.
Okay. So president, okay, so, and they're saying that adjusted for inflation, this is the cost of inflation, folks. If you guys haven't had an economics class. Gas at $4.11 because of inflation today is $5.25 adjusted for inflation.
Now,
how has your dollar been doing all this time?
Well, right now, inflation, if you don't know, the economics folks just came out with some estimates last week, and they were saying that the average household is in the eastern states are losing about $270 per month based on insurance. So that means your dollars, you need to work for $270 more. That's the average household.
Now, how does the average person afford that, Anthony? I mean, when we look at this, we look at America, how does an average person afford that type of hit?
Because the government is pumping, they're going to pump more money into the economy, which is going to create more inflation, because as the government, you know, they just have an omnibus spending bill here for another $1.5 trillion that they're getting ready to pull out. Well, guess what that's going to do to inflation again? it's going to increase inflation. So the more money they put in to, quote unquote, help the public, the more inflation it creates in the public.
So they're blaming on Russia, right? And it says Russia's invasion of Ukraine remains a large factor behind rising prices.
Lies.
Sanctions put on Russia include the country's selling of crude oil, which is one of the biggest factors in determining gas prices. What they're now saying is what the president is proposing is that he will deploy 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in order to counteract the soaring gas prices the U.S. public is experiencing at the pump since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And it also says the deployment of the oil is aimed at suppressing prices until the end of the surge, which the White House specifically attributed to the pandemic and will be doled out in installments to attempt building stability in the market.
Why? Why, people, please, somebody make me want to cry. You want me to scream in this place. Why are we going into our reserves when there is land, when we have the XL pipeline that we could finish, which was paid for, okay? And we could finish and we could start back pumping up because we were actually producing 1 million barrels a day.
Yeah, that's true.
Ourselves from the U.S.,
yep.
Just before this president came into power and stopped it. So what I'm going to tell you guys, and this is just my opinion. It's not the opinions of the station.
If he was expressed by Anthony or Stephen, I'm not expressed by the radio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So listen, I mean, why are we buying oil when we could produce it? And here's the other deal is, like I says, we are creating this situation. I believe the government's creating this situation so they can push you into electric cars. Even Elon Musk gave his opinion and says, listen, we need to pump more oil. And he said, yes, it'll affect his company, but he doesn't care.
Right.
It's about the country moving forward.
And that's a great thing for someone like to say that because
he's practical.
And he's the richest guy in the world, right? So we're talking about someone who – literally, I'm going to say, take money away from me by not promoting electric cars because it's for the betterment of the people. Because let's think about this. What are the costs of an electric vehicle? 50,000, 60,000?
Yeah.
Right? The average person, what is the car payment? It might be a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
What is the car payment on an electric car? If you finance it at 0 to 2 or 3%, most people are not getting that.
They're
that
not getting
rate.
That, especially in the $50,000 car.
Right, so
that's like buying a BMW.
That's going to be like $700, $800, $900 a month car payment.
Yep.
So, how do you offset that? Well, you have a $200, $300 a month payment with your regular car, and you're paying for this gas. How about open up the Keystone Pipeline? Right. How about allowing other ideas to flow in this country that doesn't all come from the same watering pot?
Well, here's the problem. And I think, you know, and you environmentalists out there, those of you that are globalists, whatever it is, if you don't like me, okay, so what? But let me just say this. You cannot change the country overnight, okay? We're not going to go from gas-powered everything to suddenly electric everything. I'll give you a good example. I used to work for a lawnmower company. A lawnmower company produces an all-electric lawnmower that is automatic, that goes out and cuts your grass for you. Do you know that they weren't having good sales here in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
They were selling more gas-powered lawnmowers because people realized, look, by the time they charge up their device, get out there, the electricity they was using, it didn't make sense to them. So they didn't do well with electric lawnmowers over here. And it's the problem here in the U.S., the affordability of an electric car is not to that point. The reason why Ford became Ford, because he decided to build an affordable gas-powered vehicle. That's how they grew.
Well, Anthony, before we go to break, I want to ask a question to you, which I think we're both on the same page in terms of the answer. But when I read the rest of this article, it says 32 million barrels will be in exchange over the next several months, releasing oil that will eventually return. How do you return oil? Anyway, to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the years ahead. The exchange is a tool matched to today's specific economic environment. Then it says eventually 18 million barrels will be in an acceleration into the next several months of a sale of oil that Congress had previously authorized. But the White House went on to speculate that gas distributors may be squeezing America for extra dollars beyond market price. So the question to you, Anthony, that may very well be true.
Well, let me put it to you this way. It really, at the end of the day, it's a dual process, right? You know, we live in a capitalistic society, and you know, it's obvious that people are going to take advantage of that. It's like OPEC.
Yep.
Okay. OPEC, the reason why, and Trump said this in one of his speeches, he says, we beg OPEC to pump more oil. Mm-hmm. OPEC says, no, you know, we're not going to do it because guess what? Because we're already getting a good price for our oil.
Right.
So it really is a mix of things here. Well, let's be truthful. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we do have the capacity, the capability of producing, you know, 1 million barrels a day internally.
Wow.
And that's the problem. So whether we're getting that oil, and by the way, 50% of those oil reserves, and I bet you that article doesn't break this out,
right,
exactly, is not going to the United States.
Right.
It's going to our allies. Mm. It's going to sell to other people. They're not going to tell you that detail. So all of that oil does not stay here in the U.S. You know, we're spending money on our military, all of these things. It's costing us money to produce these barrels.
Well, speaking of costing us money, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one edutainment company, or show, I should say, in America. And I'm Steve Crawford, and this is Anthony Skinner. And we are retirement income gurus as well as healthcare. And Anthony is obviously an economist inside somewhere, right? And so you're listening to the show. Anybody want to get involved in the show, or you, there's folks that want to have your brand mentioned on Coffee and Cash Flow, give us a call, 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. You can become a part of the fun. If there's some financial planners and advisors out there that want to join a company, then we've got some opportunities for you as well, because we can't be everywhere at every place, right, Anthony?
That's right.
You know, we can't be everywhere. So, so folks that are wanting to talk to us, we're getting pretty busy, and so we want to make sure that we have advisors and planners out there that have the right mindset, that are fiduciaries at heart. And when I say fiduciary, I'm not just talking about fee only. That's not a fiduciary. Fiduciary is someone who's a holistic planner that can do both. Right.
Yep.
Because you're going to need some insurance, because it brings assurance to your retirement.
Absolutely.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We are back.
They haven't canceled it yet, honey.
Yeah, they haven't. They
okay.
haven't. I know they're looking at eyeing us. I know I can see some of you through the airways, twisting your head and twisting your eyes.
Twisting in the wind, right? So, I mean, it is what it is. I think we're bringing value. People are enjoying, you know, the show, Anthony, and they like the truth, man. At the end of the day, you know, opinions, everybody has one. They like beeholes, as people say. But we give you the truth based off of information that you can go and research,
yeah,
right? The country, our government, doesn't want you to research anything.
Nope.
They want you to just believe
accept
what, I
what
say,
they say.
Right?
Yeah.
So who you gonna believe? It's like Shaggy.
Yeah.
Or Eddie Murphy. Who you gonna believe? Your lying eyes or me? Right? Right? This is the this is what the government wants. And we're not anti-government in terms of anti-against our own country. What we're saying is we're anti-dictatorship.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't this what we're being accusing Putin and these other folks of doing?
Well,
we want to be able to have people have independence, independent thought, researching, Anthony.
Yep.
Researching.
That's the key. And like I said, whatever we're talking about today is not rocket science. It's not something that we invented. It's just a matter of sitting down and really analyzing. I know most people, you know, this is the problem with today's society, too. Most people want somebody to do it for them.
That's right.
And that's the problem. If you want somebody to always do it for you and you're not doing your own research, you're going to get what you got coming to you. And that's,
you know,
it.
What? That's a really, really deep thing that Anthony just brought up. And I think people often, they want to blame, like people relieve a religion and they'll relieve themselves of it because of what the pastor did.
Yeah.
Right? Well, did you have a relationship with God or the pastor?
Yeah. That's the truth. I mean, it's with anything.
Right. So That's why the good word tells you to study to show yourself approved. It doesn't tell you to study the pastor.
And, right? You know, it's funny you should bring that. You know, I was talking to a client this morning, and we were talking about his investment portfolio and what he had. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he said to me is, look, you know, and I talked to him about a lot of these investment guys charge 1% per year. And he says,
lucky.
Yeah. And he says, like, you know, I want to get a program where I don't have to pay that fee, da, 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 da. But here's the deal is, his biggest hang up was he doesn't want to manage his own money. That's what he said. Mm. I don't want to manage my own money. I'd rather pay somebody to manage my money for me. But then at the same token, he was crying that his investment just lost $90,000 in just the last few months. And I'm like, well, you are managing your money whether you like it or not.
That's right.
I say, you're just paying somebody to look at your money, to babysit your money. Hmm. I says, you need to learn how to manage your money, and that's to be an educated consumer. Because he has asked me, well, what do I do? Well, I educate you.
That's right.
That's my job, is to make you an educated consumer, not just paying me to do what you're going to do anyways. Hmm. Because every time you look at a bank account, if it's down, you're managing your money.
That's right. That's a great point, Anthony. I mean, it's, and this is what we talk about on Coffee and Cash Flow, folks. So we talk about the things that are relevant, not just retirement. As Anthony knows, I refuse to do a boring old retirement talk show.
Absolutely.
Well, today's stock market did such and such, and as we watch your money grow and then disappear, poof, it comes back like magic. No, we're not doing that. We're going to bring some life to you and talk about things that are relevant. And yes, we are retirement income planners. This is what we do. This is our specialty. But I also mentioned income. Income is the most important aspect of retirement planning.
That's it.
You don't want to outlive your money, right?
Do so not.
There's something called longevity risk. But, Anthony, I want to bring up a new segment, on the show, because this goes back to what we were just talking about researching and doing your own studies and not relying on people. There's two things I want to talk about in this segment. Boiling Point is the new segment.
Folks, we didn't pay for the sound effects.
Well, we got to do it ourselves.
We got cheap sound effects.
So in this edition of Boiling Point, Anthony, and Boiling Point, folks, is going to be something that has you thinking, has you at the verge of losing it or being upset about it and asking the question of what is going on, like Marvin, right? What's going on?
Yes.
And so, pay attention, folks. I saw something, one of my folks who sends me information, Anthony and I were talking about this. Research. This is an article. It was on LinkedIn, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
The Biden administration paid the media $1 billion for COVID shot propaganda.
Oh, yeah. I see the posts, the billboards and everywhere, too.
So this is what we're talking about. It says that the administration paid nearly the entire corporate media, including what they call the so-called conservative media outlets, with taxpayer dollars to engage in a massive campaign to push only positive coverage about COVID shots while censoring any negative information without disclosing it to their audiences. As the article says, this is a serious breach of journalistic ethics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We knew it. And listen, you know, it's just like these Pfizer reports that they tried to hold out for 75 years.
Yep.
They didn't want to reduce those reports. But one of the things I heard, there were 42,000, listen to me.
Wow.
42,000 complaints of people having adverse effects. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, look, we're not against, let's be clear. We're not talking against the vaccine. We're not talking about, hey, that's your opinion, whatever you decide to do.
But see,
we need to know the facts.
You need to know the facts. You need to know what's going on and why the media has not reported VARS, the adverse reporting services, that they have thousands and thousands of these cases that are not being mentioned in mainstream media.
Correct.
Well, we know why. Follow the money.
That's it. That's it at the end of the day.
Just follow the money, because that's what we're trying to tell people. There are still people that are paid. I'm going to give you a quick story in this version of Boiling Point, Anthony. We have a colleague. Anthony Mayor, I think you know him as well. This person is a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the sake of privacy and client privacy, and names will not be mentioned. But this is what happened. This particular doctor is board certified medical doctor in anesthesiology. This gentleman is studied in virology, all of the ologies. Let's put it that way, right? Right. For like immunology. That was the other one I was looking for. Right. Very studied. And him and his partner, MIT, Harvard trained doctors. Make sure you understand what I just said. Right. Who, when his client, who was an 80-plus-year-old man suffering from severe Alzheimer, one of those debilitating diseases, right? He's been treating this person. This person has been triple jabbed, right? So he's looking at certain things within this person, right? The person's wife, he said, I would recommend you didn't do the triple jabs, right? Guess what the wife says? Mm. Now, she's a senior person herself. This is how propaganda is effective.
Oh, you're one of those people, huh?
She said you're one of those people. To the medical doctor.
Of course. Of course. Forget my profession. Forget what I've gone through schooling for. You're just one of those people.
And they just picked it up. By the way, folks, we have not discussed this prior to being on the air. Anthony just picked it right up. She exactly what she said. You're one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person has been helping her husband cope with a very serious illness, right? And now, because he goes against the propaganda that she's been fed, she's arguing with a medical doctor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's what the propaganda creates today, is you believed me, the government?
Zombies.
Yes. We have created, I mean, there was a meme a long time ago. My kids laugh at me because I say meme. But I say mime sometimes, but
right,
it's meme.
Right.
But there was a meme where these people were playing sheep. Mm. And, you know, it's like all these people with this COVID stuff, it's people have become sheep. They just listen to what somebody else says without doing any examination. It's like, again, you know, people out here saying, well, Biden's not to blame for the gas price. If you really analyze all the stuff that he's done, it's led us to this gas crisis
right
that we're in. We weren't in a gas crisis prior to him coming in. He's only been in power a year and a half. Gas went from $1.80, $1.60 to $4 and change. Come on now.
I mean, if you could talk about, you know, if he was in another profession, I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah.
He got fired already, right?
He's been fired already.
Probation period is only 90 days. Bro. But when somebody's not doing the job adequately,
I think presidents, you know, need to be in a parliamentary system. If you don't understand, parliamentary system, they can get you out.
For pretty much anything, right?
Pretty much anything, because all they have to do is change the prime minister. It doesn't take an election for them, because the parliament can vote on that prime minister.
Wow.
So, you know, right now we got a problem with these presidents here.
Well, and folks, that's part of the challenge. And again, I'm an independent,
you know,
primarily. I'm an independent. So I independently think, though. And that's what we're trying to tell people, to have independent thought. Trust and verify, though. That's
yes.
what the word they say, right? Trust and verify, right?
Yes.
So what we're saying is there are certain things that are not adding up.
No.
And unless you have completely drank the Kool-Aid or you're being compensated. So we also have to remember that.
Oh, that's true, too.
People are being compensated to continue to spread information.
Well, if I'm getting a nice check from the government, I'm not going to complain. Right. Why bite the hand that feeds me?
Think about the hospitals. See, people don't understand the hospitals are actually paid by the government to do certain things, folks.
Wait till I get into my healthcare segment, because that's exactly what I'm going to bring in.
So we're going to go into, you know, that is the boiling point. And, folks, if you've got questions or you've got things that you want to talk about, you guys can always give us a call at the toll-free number that I gave out. I don't always remember what it is, so just hopefully somebody's got a pen and paper. You're writing it down. But the 800 number is 306-5086. You got questions, concerns, complaints. Well, complaints, keep it to yourself. but other than that, Anthony, in your retirement, your coffee break, which is supposed to be your best time of your life, right, the time you enjoy your nest egg, the money you've put aside, you've worked hard all your life to try to accumulate a certain amount of wealth. This is where people like myself and Anthony come in, and we're key, and our advisors and planners that we have in throughout the country that we're working on bringing on to help you folks. It's not about how much money you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how much money you keep.
That's it.
Because the one thing you don't want to do is deal with outliving your money, right?
Yes.
And because we talked about inflation, right? We talked about gas earlier. Gas was $4.08 at its highest. The inflationable rate of that now, 14 years later, is $5.25, Anthony.
Mm.
But your money hasn't grown.
Nope.
Right? So in order to enjoy retirement, we talk about keeping these costs in mind.
Keep them in check.
Keep them in check. And they're typically overlooked oftentimes when people are looking at their retirement, because people are like, oh, I got $1 million in my retirement. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Have you paid taxes?
Yeah.
Do you even know what the future taxes are going to be?
Exactly. Especially with this government spending money like crazy.
And people don't understand that. Right? So home and living expenses. This is the one of the six. Of course, housing, food, and utility bills are all regular expenses you can expect to continue paying during retirement, because there are even people out here say don't pay off your house. I'm telling you right now, if I get a chance to pay off my house, I'm paying off
pay
my house.
Pay it off. I'm you with know. You, brother.
Oh, don't pay off your house. You should keep it. Not really, when you only realize that certain write-offs are up to, what, $500,000? It depends on what state you're in now at that point. So it's like a certain interest and everything else. You're not getting all the credits you got previously.
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it, but we can get into that, because then that tax credit you do get if you get higher equity in the house.
Yeah, equity in the house. So
it depends on your strategy.
It depends on your strategy. So I am, any time someone tells me never do that, I usually run for them.
Yeah.
Because they have an agenda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And we all have agendas, don't get me wrong. But so I always told you there's no such thing as unbiased opinion. There's no such thing as that. The question is, does it align with what you're trying to do?
Does it align with your strategy?
What your strategy is. So take the time to come up with an accurate projection for each of these, and don't forget to factor in inflation.
Yes.
Number two, taxes. We just talked about it. Taxes will still be a significant expense in retirement. Consider income taxes, property taxes, and guess what they don't never think about? What I just said. Taxes related to your investments.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, health care.
Yep.
Anthony knows this. I should have made this last, or to just segue into you.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare is one of the biggest expenses to expect in retirement. Medicare premiums and out-of-pocket payments are important budget line items, folks. What about long-term care?
Yep.
As we grow older, long-term care might become necessary, but you better buy it earlier than later. You wait till you're 75 and 80 years old to buy long-term care. You just bought yourself a really, really nice house.
Yes.
Come on, Anthony.
That's
come on
true.
Now. So help out with it. Be wise to prepare for your out-of-pocket care costs as well, and do not rely on the government to take care of you. We can help you in that space as well. Emergencies. There's always an emergency.
Always. We got stuff to cover that, too.
Right. Does your budget have room for surprise expenses? An emergency room, it says emergency fund, can help you manage costs associated with unexpected events like a major home repair. When did that heater went out again?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That you've been living and you've been budgeted and planning.
Well, I mean, and again, even with healthcare, I was talking to the same, I just did a couple the other day, and, you know, we were talking about their health expenses, and, you know, you can get a good health plan. When I talk about this, you'll hear me talk about this, but, you know, if you get an indemnity plan,
that's right,
that'll help pay for unexpected health care.
I don't think people realize what hospital indemnity plans are, but I want you, that's a really good thing that you bring up, Anthony. I'm not going to steal the thunder. And the last piece is to think about the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your retirement years are all about enjoying what makes you the happiest. This is your retirement break.
Yep.
Right? This is your coffee break. So travel, hobbies, family and friends, setting aside money for vacations, you must enjoy your life. I have clients that come to me all the time and say, well, Steve, how much can I take out right now for this? And can I take out money for that? I said, well, this is why we plan this way. We set aside what we call illiquid money and liquid money. You got to have a liquid money that
sure do.
Not necessarily worrying about earning anything. It's just money there in for things that you want to enjoy and do.
Yep.
Got to have that. So spending time with your setting aside this money and budgeting for your favorite activities and spoiling your loved ones. We know we folks have got grandkids and some folks got great grandkids now. Take some time and put that fun as a part of your budget. This is the Retirement Your Coffee Break. I'm Stephen Crawford, and this is my main man, Anthony Skinner. And if you want to know how to do all of these things, we can help you, or our folks out there can help you. 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. And you know what, Anthony? I've been talking about this for the longest time. Let me see this thing. What does it talk about? Maybe you can even read it. I would have gave it to you. So what we're doing right now, folks, is for folks who want to have a conversation with us, and this is really more for our local market. Maybe we'll do something, you know, for folks across the country. But if you're listening in the Charlotte, in the York, in South Carolina area, we have something called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. It is a great film. I had a chance to watch it myself, Anthony. It's called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. We are giving away 10 of these. There's no credit card required. We're giving this as a free promo for you to be able to watch the movie. So the first 10 callers, Anthony, first 10.
First 10.
If you're 11, you're out of luck. The first 10 callers that call for and ask for Stephen or Anthony, you call 1-800-306-5086. We'll get this as a complimentary promo. It has some of the biggest names in the financial market, and they're telling you the truth about retirement. It's not a one-sided coin. These are famous economists, Nobel Prize priests. I can't talk today, Anthony. Peace Prize winners that are all talking about the most one of the most important parts of your retirement is longevity planning. And that can only be accomplished in a couple of areas, folks. And believe it or not, it is not what they've been telling you.
Mm, wow.
So 1-800-306-5086. This is your retirement coffee break. I'm best-selling author Stephen Crawford. Heck, I'm a Forbes award-winning best-selling author, certified financial fiduciary, and a whole bunch of other stuff that I ain't got time to talk about. Anthony, more coffee, please, with Anthony.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been waiting, chomping at the bits. Man, I tell you, you know, it's so much stuff that's going on. And so definitely you want to call us and get that movie, guys. You definitely do. But let's talk about healthcare. You know, there are a number of changes. I want to talk about a few changes that are actually going to happen or potentially happen this year. The first thing is, and I'm reading an article here that you guys, so you should have better access to medical care. This is one of the things that the government's working on. And again, look, there are some good things, some bad things. I just don't know how the government's going to control all this stuff, but it all goes into government spending, and you might as well take advantage of it. You know, people complain to me all the time, oh, that's not from the government, is it? It's your tax dollars, okay? Just remember that. Keep that in the back of your mind when somebody tells you, I can get you a subsidy or I can get you this. Just remember, it's your tax dollars. You might as well take advantage of it, okay?
That's right.
So first and foremost, the government right now is planning on, they've already extended this year, 2022. If you missed the open enrollment, it went till January the 15th this year, which is 30 days longer than it typically goes, because it usually ends December the 15th.
Hmm.
They're planning on keeping that process longer for open enrollment. But if you missed it and you're low income, that means that you are 150% above the poverty line, which, again, is still a pretty high number,
right,
which means your family's making about $25,000 if you're a couple, $13,000 change if you're individual. The government's planning on opening another special enrollment for low income. So that's coming here.
Yeah, because there were some that were closing, I think it's what, next week or something like
Probably next week. We're hoping that it gets in place by the 15th. So if you missed the open enrollment or somehow you didn't get a plan and your income is low, they're planning on doing it where you can have a special enrollment all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one of the major changes that's going to happen this year. The second thing is they're planning on putting in a artificial intelligence framework.
Oh, boy.
So we're getting ready to have computers do a lot more, get more involved in our healthcare decisions here in the future. So just get ready. Okay. So some possible changes to the Medicare fees that are coming up. Should be some decrease in your, you know, fees that, you know, radiology and different things like that. But I think one of the things that this number four here says that I'm really interested in is how they're going to lower the out-of-pocket consumer costs, medical costs.
Yeah, how are they going to do that?
Yeah, I really, this will be interesting to see. It says one proposal concerns is a $400 reduction in the maximum amount of out-of-pocket. So I believe it's $6,800 right now is the maximum out-of-pocket. So they're planning on reducing that. We'll see how that works out. But I think the one that really grabs me here is the No Surprise Act. I've never heard of this one before. But I guess this year they're planning on, it says another improvement set to influence American healthcare in 2022 is something called the No Surprise Act.
Hmm.
And maybe you can look that up for me. But
yeah.
That legislation applies to almost all scenarios where patients could incur unexpected high medical bills.
That'd be surprising sometimes.
That is. It really is. So what they expect as of January 1st, and that's this year, it'll be illegal for healthcare providers to bill patients for amounts higher than the in-network cost-sharing amounts. Now, that's interesting because, again, you have HMOs and PPOs and, you know, if you're familiar with medical, you know, HMOs are typically cheaper because you're dealing with an in-network doctor.
A lot of the exchange has tried to go all HMO is what I've noticed, though, with some of their plans.
That is true, too. Yeah. And so, you know, again, but PPOs allow you to go out of network.
Right.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the government regulates this. And again, usually when government gets to regulating stuff, you trust me, something else, they're going to get you some other way. Okay.
You said regular. I thought about, what was that, Warren G, regulators.
So definitely we can see some of those things really starting to go in place. Mm. And, you know, so back to one of the things, too, that Stephen had brought up in the retirement. You know, we're talking about medical emergencies and things of that. You need to have a plan outside the government.
Yes.
You really do. You really need to have, you know, if you're doing well, and for those of you even on Medicare, those of you on different things, you need to have an additional plan that really, you know, protects you from those unexpected costs. Because they're going to be unexpected. And this is life.
Life is
everything is unexpected, unexpected. Right? We don't expect to, you know, and it's like my mama said, I didn't expect to get pregnant with you. Well, well, I'm here.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, everything's unexpected. So one of the great things about what we do is we provide services such as living benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things we provide, cancer,
yep.
disability, those sort of things. You need to plan for those because you don't know. You know, it could be the vaccine give you a disability.
Hey.
Guess what? You can't work.
Whoa, you know, the government wise, they didn't pay for
it. I didn't say which vaccine. Got to make sure and keep clear. You know, I don't tell you which vaccine.
Yeah, we didn't say which vaccine.
It could be a vaccine that gives you a disability.
Right.
Well, guess what? You can't work. You can't go to school. I mean, during the I remember there was back in the, I think it was the early 60s, they had the either the swine flu or the bird flu vaccine where
some kind of vaccine.
Yeah, people got disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you want to be prepared. So we have a list of services and products that you can get that will help protect you in those emergencies.
Mm.
Hospital indemnities. Do you know when you're ever going to go to the hospital? What about an ambulance trip? Because one of the things is, you know, ambulance trips can cost you a lot of money.
Very expensive.
Yes, very expensive. And today with the pandemic, with so much stuff going around, you really do need to have yourself protected. So part of your strategy for your retirement, and even those of you that are not retired yet already, you should have an indemnity plan put in place, long-term care put in place, because those things you're going to eventually use. You know,
that's a great point Anthony brings to the table. I mean, there's so many people that don't plan, right? And they just live life by the shoestrings and just say, okay, it'll figure it out. The government will take care of it. And you guys understand that Social Security, what are they claiming? Social Security, what, 2034?
Yeah.
They're saying that it could run out. It could expire. So you've been working all these years. Imagine now you've hit, and I'm thinking 2034, what is that, 12? That's just 12 years from now. Anthony, it's 2022.
I wouldn't even be, because that 12 years from now, I'll be 62.
Right.
Okay, so that means I probably won't have. I've already counted out Social Security.
Oh, yeah, Anthony, in 12 years, I'll be 64, 65.
You'll be right on the cuff.
Right on the cuffs of being like, oh, my goodness. So just when I'm getting close to that full retirement age, they're like, we're going to move it to 70 now.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to get rid of Social Security. I just think they're going to start limiting the benefits when they get, because they don't have any money to fund it.
They don't. And again, here's where protection of your retirement comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the government have no money. Okay.
Right, they don't.
They don't have money. So where do they get money from? They get money from you, from the taxpayer.
That's right.
So if they can collect more money off of your taxes, off of your retirement, they're going to do it. If they can touch your retirement, they will do it.
Folks,
that's the problem.
That was more coffee, please, with Anthony. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. I call those, the kids will say that's bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's bars when he just dropped. If they can take it, they will. And then when will they stop? Right? That's the question. This is Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen.
And Anthony.
We'll be right back after this commercial break. We're back. That's another commercial break. I guess I hope y'all enjoyed the commercials, because I don't know what's playing. Right. All right. So
We just do the show.
So, Anthony, that was good stuff, though. More coffee, please, with Anthony. Just talking about health care. And, folks, if you didn't hear the number, he's going to keep saying this number. Yes, folks.
Mm-hmm, yep.
We're going to say the number because we want you to call so we can help you. Right? Isn't that the point of all of this?
That's it.
Help is on the way. We can help you, folks, if you dial the number 1-800-306-5086. That's 1-800-306-5086. Ask for Stephen and Anthony. And don't forget, we're giving away gift cards where you can live stream the movie that has taken the financial world by storm, has really upset Wall Street. And it is called The Boomer Dilemma. We have the special code. You can check out the movie. So call us for the first 10 callers, though.
That's right.
First 10. If you're 11 or 12, sorry. Mm. You have to check it next week, right? Next time. So, Anthony, I want to go real quickly into Sports Bucks with Steve as we talk about. Now, this also could have been a What's in Your Cup winner.
Mm.
But I got to save you one for that one. So, and sadly, I know the young man because I didn't bring him into a youth club, but he played there briefly. So, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley has been suspended for at least the 2022 season after gambling on games in 2021.
Mm.
Anthony, the NFL released a statement announcing his suspension, saying he gambled on games over a five-day stretch in November 2021 when he was on a non-football injury list to address his mental health. Ridley stepped away from football on Halloween, saying he needed to get his personal life in order. In a series of tweets Monday, after the suspension was announced, Ridley said, well, here's the thing. He ain't denying it. He said he bet on 1,500 total.
Wow.
And that, I don't have a gambling problem. He said he also tweeted that he couldn't even watch football at that time. He made the bets. He added that he was just going to be more healthy when I come back, and that I know I was wrong, but I'm getting 1 year. Lots of laughs.
Wow.
The NFL is sort of hypocritical in my opinion, though, Anthony, because they have a team in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Really?
Called the Las Vegas Raiders. Hmm. Is that not the home of gambling?
Right.
So you're telling someone that they can't bet on games, as long as he's not betting on games that he's playing in.
Yes.
Or he has some insider information on his own team, and he may have done that, which is maybe the problem is. So Roger Goodell, who's the NFL's commissioner, said there's nothing more fundamental to the NFL's success and to the representation of everyone around associated with our league, our reputation, than upholding the integrity of the game. This is the responsibility of every player, coach, owner. Now, they're funny about that because the owners can get away with all kinds of stuff and not be like right now the Washington Commanders. This sounds like a cartoon. The Washington Commanders. Their owner, Dan Quinn or Snyder.
Didn't they used to be the Chiefs?
They were the Redskins at one point. And everybody said that was an offensive name. And so they tried to do the cancel culture. Well, they did the cancel culture. And they were canceled. And so they didn't change their name, and they were going over different things. They had all these other better names, like the Red Tails, the Red Hawks, or the Red this. And they went with Commanders.
Yeah, I don't know.
It sounds like a G.I. Joe show.
G.I. Joe.
Right. Well, here's the real thing with Calvin. So Calvin Ridley, he's going to be suspended, but he doesn't have a window back. He has to then reapply. He is – now listen to this. His contract will toll until 2023 and come off the books of 2022, opening up $11.1 million in salary room for the Falcons. Mm. So he bet $1,500 to possibly lose $11 million. Now, that's almost a what's in your cup.
Yeah.
Right. So that's sports
bucks. Did he know about this?
I don't know if he heard the show. I need to talk to his people. But, bless him, Calvin. But I got one even better, though. Here's a what's in your cup moment. Anthony, this, I know for sure now, we headed to the apocalypse.
Yes.
Ukraine, Russia is threatening.
China, Taiwan. Iran.
People saying, I heard, host talking, the U.S. can't act like they're scared of nuclear war. I'm like, are y'all hearing what you're saying? And they said, Putin, he down for it. I'm like, okay, he don't care. And it's like, he can't know you care. Like, what are y'all saying? Do y'all know the nuclear war? That's it?
That's it. That's the end of the world.
That's the end of the world.
Don't matter who started.
And people are talking like we should make him feel like we'll do nuclear war. Nobody wins. I'm that's a what's in your cup winner there. Yeah. I've heard people say that. But, Anthony, this is the ultimate sign of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this story. The world is now engulfed in the booming era of streaming, innovative apps, and businesses solely based on social media.
There's
millions in social media.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Therefore, the hustle culture has produced a plethora of self-made CEOs, and they call them social media influencers,
mm-hmm.
who have carved out their own niche in the most unorthodox of fashions. None more so than the social media darling, Amaranth. I don't know. Maybe I'm pronouncing her name right. Amaranth or something like that.
Amaranth?
Okay. Yeah, Amaranth or something. She is known for pushing the envelopes with her racy and suggestive online content. The 28-year-old Houston native reportedly earns, listen to this, over $1 million a month on an OnlyFans platform. Now, mm-hmm. I have not been to OnlyFans. I've heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I've only heard about it. Hey, Amelia, love you, baby. What's up, ladies? That's Anthony's wife. Right? Listen to this true sign of the apocalypse. If nothing else, this is it. So it's only natural that the audacious gamer felt confident enough to test the boundaries of her male-driven fan base by offering to sell them her farts in a jar. For a whopping $1,000 a jar. Amaranth just announced that her latest venture will be available for a limited time only, and she's calling the product Cutie Patooties. Sits by Amaranth. The girl is selling farts in a jar. I know we're a capitalistic society.
This is not what's in your cup. This is what's in your bottle.
What's in your Folks, we have a good time on Coffee Cash Flow. I got to take a break just on this. Anthony, you listen to Coffee Cash Flow with Stephen.
And Anthony.
We'll be right back after this commercial break. Oh, Folks, there's a lot of laughter going on right now.
We're back somehow.
We're back. And like I said, we've gotten to the place now in our society where if you can't make money in today's society, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Something's wrong, Anthony. I mean, in all seriousness, if you can't figure out a way to make money in today's society, there's something going on.
Absolutely.
Now, we know that Uber and some of these other Lyfts are starting to be affected a little bit because gas prices are high, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the drivers are still getting paid the same amount, but they have to spend more money in gas.
Well, look, I just saw a truck driver. He did a TikTok, and he said to fill up his tank of gas cost him $1,000 to fill his semi up.
What?
$1,000 to fill his semi up.
Now, see, and now they got the nerve to be trying to block these guys from delivering products and services. And
people don't understand what's actually going on there. I saw another TikTok guy says, well, why are these truck drivers crying? Don't you understand the reason why? They're not talking about the regular mandates. They were talking about them crossing the border.
Right.
And having to be mandated to get the vaccine.
And that's just crazy because at the end of the day, folks, whether you're pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, it's about personal choice.
Absolutely.
And you can't mandate a vaccine legally. They found a way to do it. But it's not necessarily legal according to the Nuremberg Code.
Mm-hmm.
So go look that up. This is still an experimental vaccine. So when people are arguing about people taking it, and I've often told people, this is what I've been telling people, and you said this as well, Anthony, the virus will go away when the media stops talking about it. Guess what the media has done now?
They start talking about the war now.
Now they're talking about the war. All the focus is on bad man Putin. And what Putin putting in.
Yeah.
Right? Putting in Putin. Right?
Exactly.
Right? And so, we feel for the people over there who's ever going through war, especially folks that are the women and children and the men that are not in war, and these people are being killed. And this is not just Ukraine, folks. This is everywhere when war goes on.
And let me say, you know what? We didn't talk much about Ukraine today, but I'm going to say something about this Russia situation. And even when we talked about the gas,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about putting sanctions. By the way, next week we'll talk more about currencies and what's going on there.
Yep.
Because Russia has implemented their own U.S., their own gold-backed currency.
Gold-backed. So that's real money.
I'm sorry.
I said out loud.
Yeah. And so you have to know this stuff is going on. What these sanctions are causing, this is not like we had back in the day where the U.S. was really the top of the industry. When Trump said, make America great again, he was talking about bringing back industry. Because when people used to buy TVs and stuff and it says made in the USA,
it meant something.
Today, it means nothing to people.
That's right.
So this is a problem that we have. So the sanctions that we put on Russia and all these places have no effect because they're not getting American products.
Mm-mm.
They're not buying it.
That's
and
right.
In fact, we're more consumers here in the U.S. than they are.
And that's very, very true. I mean, Anthony's just, as I said, he's a part economist, part health advisor / retirement advisor. And folks, it's very important. Now, I'm going to emphasize this again, to have a holistic retirement planner, because when you understand holistically, that may include investments, that has to include some level of insurance products and understanding why that's important. So a fee-only planner is never going to tell you to get long-term care. They're not going to talk about your Medicare situation and why you can offset that using certain things with insurance and having it maybe not in, well, I'm not going to tell you this, but you got to call us to get the answers. But those are things that are very, very important. So when we work with advisors throughout the country, they have to be holistic planners.
Yes.
Right, Anthony? So as we come to the end of the road like a Boys and Men song, Anthony, you got any final thoughts?
Well, you know, again, as Stephen said, you know, give us a call because you've got to be diversified and you've got to have, you know, the mindset of I need more than what's going on today.
That's right. And that number, again, if I forget it,
800-306-5086.
Sound like,
did it, 1-800-306-5086.
Listen, folks, my last thoughts here are this. This is about work and putting in the work and doing the research yourself. Don't expect front row seats if you're giving nosebleed effort. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. See you next week.
See ya.